the prophecy of Isaiah. This inspired writer is called by the Holy Ghost, the great prophet, Ecclesiasticus 48:25, from the greatness of his prophetic spirit, by which he hath foretold so long before, and in so clear a manner, the coming of Christ, the mysteries of our redemption, the calling of the Gentiles, and the glorious establishment, and perpetual flourishing of the Church of Christ, insomuch that he may seem to have been rather an evangelist than a prophet. His very name is not without mystery. For Isaiah in Hebrew signifies the salvation of the Lord, or Jesus is the Lord. He was, according to the tradition of the Hebrews, of the blood royal of the kings of Judah, and after a most holy life, ended his days by a glorious martyrdom, being sought into, at the command of his wicked son-in-law, King Manasseh, for approving his evil ways. Isaiah chapter 1. The prophet complains of the sins of Judah and Jerusalem, and exhorts them to a sincere conversion. 1:1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Ozias, Joahan, Achaz, and Ezechias, kings of Judah. 1:2. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have brought up children, and exalted them, but they have despised me. 1:3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel hath not known me, and my people hath not understood. 1:4. Woe to the sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a wicked seed, ungracious children. They have forsaken the Lord, they have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel, they are gone away backwards. 1:5. For what shall I strike you any more, you that increase transgression? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is sad. 1:6. From the sole of the foot unto the top of the head, there is no soundness therein. Wounds and bruises and swelling sores. They are not bound up, nor dressed, nor fomented with oil. 1:7. Your land is desolate, your cities are burnt with fire. Your country strangers devour before your face, and it shall be desolate as when wasted by enemies. 1:8. And the daughter of Sin shall be left as a covert in a vineyard, and as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, and as a city that is laid waste. 1:9. Except the Lord of hosts had left us seed, we had been as Sodom, and we should have been like to Gomorrah. 1:10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. 1:11. To what purpose do you offer me the multitude of your victims, saith the Lord? I am full, I desire not holocausts of rams, and fat of fatlings, and blood of calves, and lambs, and buck goats. 1:12. When you came to appear before me, who required these things at your hands, that you should walk in my courts? 1:13. Offer sacrifice no more in vain. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, and the Sabbaths and other festivals I will not abide, your assemblies are wicked. 1:14. My soul hateth your new moons, and your solemnities. They are become troublesome to me, I am weary of bearing them. 1:15. And when you stretch forth your hands, I will turn away my eyes from you. And when you multiply a prayer, I will not hear. For your hands are full of blood. 1:16. Wash yourselves, be clean, take away the evil of your devices from my eyes, cease to do perversely. 1:17. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge for the fatherless, defend the widow. 1:18. And then come, and accuse me, saith the Lord. If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. And if they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. 1:19. If you be willing, and will hearken to me, you shall eat the good things of the land. 1:20. But if you will not, and will provoke me to wrath, the sword shall devour you because the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. 1:21. How is the faithful city, that was full of judgment, become a harlot? Justice dwelt in it, but now murderers. 1:22. Thy silver is turned into dross. Thy wine is mingled with water. 1:23. Thy princes are faithless, companions of thieves. They all love bribes, they run after rewards. They judge not for the fatherless, and the widow's cause cometh not into them. 1:24. Therefore saith the Lord the God of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, God, I will comfort myself over my adversaries, and I will be revenged of my enemies. 1:25. And I will turn my hand to thee, and I will clean purge away thy dross, and I will take away all thy din. 1:26. And I will restore thy judges as they were before, and thy counselors as of old. After this thou shalt be called the city of the just, a faithful city. 127. Sin shall be redeemed in judgment, and they shall bring her back in justice. 128. And he shall destroy the wicked, and the sinners together, and they that have forsaken the Lord, shall be consumed. 129. For they shall be confounded for the idols, to which they have sacrificed, and you shall be ashamed of the gardens which you have chosen. 130. When you shall be as an oak with the leaves falling off, and as a garden without water. 131. And your strength shall be as the ashes of tow, and your work as a spark, and both shall burn together, and there shall be none to quench it. Isaiah chapter 2. All nations shall flow to the church of Christ. The Jews shall be rejected for their sins. Idolatry shall be destroyed. 2:1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. 2:2. And in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be prepared on the top of mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. The last days, the whole time of the new law, from the coming of Christ till the end of the world, is called in the scripture the last days, because no other age or time shall come after it, but only eternity. Abid, on the top of mountains, etc. This shews the perpetual visibility of the church of Christ. For a mountain upon the top of mountains cannot be hid. 2:3. And many people shall go, and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall come forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. 2:4. And he shall judge the Gentiles, and rebuke many people, and they shall turn their swords into plowshares, and their spears into sickles. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they be exercised any more to war. 2:5. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. 2:6. For thou hast cast off thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled as in times past, and have had soothsayers as the Philistines, and have adhered to strange children. 2:7. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end of their treasures. 2:8. And their land is filled with horses, and their chariots are innumerable. Their land also is full of idols. They have adored the work of their own hands, which their own fingers have made. 2:9. And man hath bowed himself down, and man hath been debased. Therefore forgive them not. 2:10. Enter thou into the rock, and hide thee in the pit from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty. 2:11. The lofty eyes of men are humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be made to stoop. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. 2:12. Because the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and high-minded, and upon every one that is arrogant, and he shall be humbled. 2:13. And upon all the tall and lofty cedars of Libanus, and upon all the oaks of Bashan. 2:14. And upon all the high mountains and upon all the elevated hills. 2:15. And upon every high tower, in every fenced wall. 2:16. And upon all the ships of Tarsus, and upon all that is fair to behold. 2:17. And the loftiness of men shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. 2:18. And idols shall be utterly destroyed. Idols shall be utterly destroyed, or utterly pass away. This was verified by the establishment of Christianity, and by this and other texts of the like nature. The wild system of some modern sectaries is abundantly confuted, who charge the whole Christian church with worshipping idols, for many ages. 2:19. And they shall go into the holes of rocks, and into the caves of the earth from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he shall rise up to strike the earth. 2:20. In the day a man shall cast away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which he had made for himself to adore, gnolls and bats. 2:21. And he shall go into the clefts of rocks, and into the holes of stones from the face of the fear of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he shall rise up to strike the earth. 2:22. Cease ye therefore from the man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for he is reputed high. Isaiah chapter 3. The confusion and other evils that shall come upon the Jews for their sins. The pride of their women shall be punished. 3:1. For behold, the sovereign Lord of hosts shall take away from Jerusalem, and from Judah the valiant and the strong, the whole strength of bread, and the whole strength of water. 3:2. The strong man, and the man of war, the judge, and the prophet, and the conning man, and the Ancient. 3:3. The Captain over 50, and the Honorable in Countenance, and the Counselor, and the Architect, and the Skillful in Eloquent Speech. 3:4. And I will give children to be their princes, and the effeminate shall rule over them. 3:5. And the people shall rush one upon another, and every man against his neighbor. The proud shall make a tumult against the Ancient, and the base against the Honorable. 3:6. For a man shall take hold of his brother, one of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast a garment, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. 3:7. In that day he shall answer, saying, I am no healer, and in my house there is no bread, nor clothing. Make me not ruler of the people. 3:8. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their devices are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his majesty. 3:9. The shoe of their countenance hath answered them, and they have proclaimed abroad their sin as Sodom, and they have not hid it. Woe to their souls, for evils are rendered to them. 3:10. Say to the just man that it is well, for he shall eat the fruit of his doings. 3:11. Woe to the wicked unto evil, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. 3:12. As for my people, their oppressors have stripped them, and women have ruled over them. O my people, they that call thee blessed, the same deceive thee, and destroy the way of thy steps. 3:13. The Lord standeth up to judge, and he standeth to judge the people. 3:14. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people, and its princes. For you have devoured the vineyard, and the spoil of the poor is in your house. 3:15. Why do you consume my people, and grind the faces of the poor? Saith the Lord the God of hosts. 3:16. And the Lord said, Because the daughters of Sun are haughty, and have walked with stretched out necks, and wanton glances of their eyes, and made a noise as they walked with their feet and moved in a set pace. 3:17. The Lord will make bald the crown of the head of the daughters of Sun, and the Lord will discover their hair. 3:18. In the day the Lord will take away the ornaments of shoes, and little moons. 3:19. And chains and necklaces, and bracelets, and bonnets. 3:20. And bodkins, and ornaments of the legs, and doublets, and sweet balls, and earrings. 3:21. And rings, and jewels hanging on the forehead. 3:22. And changes of apparel, and short cloaks, and fine linen, and crisping pins. 3:23. And looking glasses, and lawns, and headbands, and fine veils. 3:24. And instead of a sweet smell there shall be stench, and instead of a girdle, a cord, and instead of curled hair, baldness, and instead of a stomacher, hair cloth. 3:25. Thy fairest men also shall fall by the sword, and thy valiant ones in battle. 3:26. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall sit desolate on the ground. Isaiah chapter 4. After an extremity of evils that shall fall upon the Jews, a remnant shall be comforted by Christ. 4:1. And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread, and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name, take away your reproach. 4:2. In the day the bud of the Lord shall be in magnificence and glory, and the fruit of the earth shall be high, and a great joy to them that shall have escaped of Israel. The bud of the Lord, that is, Christ. 4:3. And it shall come to pass, that every one that shall be left in Sin, and that shall remain in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, every one that is written in life in Jerusalem. 4:4. If the Lord shall wash away the filth of the daughters of Sin, and shall wash away the blood of Jerusalem out of the midst thereof, by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning. 4:5. And the Lord will create upon every place of mountain, and where he is called upon, a cloud by day, and a smoke in the brightness of a flaming fire in the night. For over all the glory shall be a protection. 4:6. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shade in the daytime from the heat, and for a security and covert from the whirlwind, and from rain. Isaiah chapter 5. The reprobation of the Jews is far as soon under the parable of a vineyard. A woe is pronounced against sinners. The army of God shall send against them. 5:1. I will sing to my beloved the canticle of my cousin concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a hill in a fruitful place. My cousin. So the prophet calls Christ, as being of his family and kindred, by descending from the house of David. Ibid. On a hill, etc. Literally, in the horn, the son of oil. 5:2. And he fenced it in, and picked the stones out of it, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst thereof, and set up a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. 5:3. And now, O ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and ye men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. 5:4. What is there that I ought to do more to my vineyard, that I have not done to it? Was it that I looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it hath brought forth wild grapes? 5:5. And now I will shew you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the head thereof, and it shall be wasted. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. 5:6. And I will make it desolate. It shall not be pruned, and it shall not be digged. But briars and thorns shall come up. And I will command the clouds to rain no rain upon it. 5:7. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah, his pleasant plant. And I looked that he should do judgment, and behold iniquity, and do justice, and behold a cry. 5:8. Woe to you that join house to house and lay field to field, even to the end of the place. Shall you alone dwell in the midst of the earth? 5:9. These things are in my ears, saith the Lord of hosts. Unless many great and fair houses shall become desolate, without an inhabitant. 5:10. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield 1 little measure, and 30 bushels of seed shall yield 3 bushels. 5:11. Woe to you that rise up early in the morning to follow drunkenness, and to drink in the evening, to be inflamed with wine. 5:12. The harp, and the lyre, and the tambourine and the pipe, and wine are in your feasts. And the work of the Lord you regard not, nor do you consider the works of his hands. 5:13. Therefore is my people led away captive, because they had not knowledge, and their nobles have perished with famine, and their multitude were dried up with thirst. 5:14. Therefore hath hell enlarged her soul, and opened her mouth without any bounds, and their strong ones, and their people, and their high and glorious ones shall go down into it. 5:15. And man shall be brought down, and man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be brought low. 5:16. And the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and the holy God shall be sanctified in justice. 5:17. And the lambs shall feed according to their order, and strangers shall eat the deserts turned into fruitfulness. 5:18. Woe to you that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin of the rope of a cart. 5:19. That say, let him make haste, and let his work come quickly, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel come, that we may know it. 5:20. Woe to you that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. 5:21. Woe to you that are wise in your own eyes, and prudent in your own conceits. 5:22. Woe to you that are mighty to drink wine, and stout men at drunkenness. 5:23. That justify the wicked for gifts, and take away the justice of the just from him. 5:24. Therefore is the tongue of the fire devoureth the stubble, and the heat of the flame consumeth it. So shall their root be as ashes, and their bud shall go up as dust. For they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and have blasphemed the word of the Holy One of Israel. 5:25. Therefore is the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched out his hand upon them, and struck them. And the mountains were troubled, and their carcasses became as dung in the midst of the streets. For after this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. 5:26. And he will lift up a sign to the nations afar off, and will whistle to them from the ends of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. 5:27. There is none that shall faint, nor labor among them. They shall not slumber nor sleep, neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. 5:28. Their arrows are sharp, and all their bows are bent. The hoofs of their horses shall be like the flint, and their wheels like the violence of a tempest. 5:29. Their roaring like that of a lion, they shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar, and take hold of the prey, and they shall keep fast hold of it, and there shall be none to deliver it. 5:30. And they shall make a noise against them that day, like the roaring of the sea. We shall look towards the land, and behold darkness of tribulation, and the light is darkened with the mist thereof. Isaiah chapter 6. A glorious vision, in which the prophet's lips are cleansed. He foretelleth the obstinacy of the Jews. 6:1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and elevated, and his train filled the temple. 6:2. Upon it stood the seraphims. The one had 6 wings, and the other had 6 wings. With 2 they covered his face, and with 2 they covered his feet, and with 2 they flew. 6:3. And they cried one to another, and said, Holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, all the earth is full of his glory. 6:4. And the lintels of the doors were moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. 6:5. And I said, Woe is me, because I have held my peace. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people that hath unclean lips, and I have seen with my eyes the King, the Lord of hosts. 6:6. And one of the seraphims flew to me, and in his hand was a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs off the altar. 6:7. And he touched my mouth, and said, Behold, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquities shall be taken away, and thy sin shall be cleansed. 6:8. And I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send? And who shall go for us? And I said, Lo, here am I, send me. 6:9. And he said, Go, and thou shalt say to this people, Hearing, hear, and understand not, and see the vision, and know it not. 6:10. Blind the heart of this people, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I heal them. 6:11. And I said, How long, O Lord? And he said, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land shall be left desolate. 6:12. And the Lord shall remove men far away, and she shall be multiplied that was left in the midst of the earth. 6:13. And there shall be still a tithing therein, and she shall turn, and shall be made a show as a turpentine tree, and as an oak that spreadeth its branches. That which shall stand therein shall be a holy seed. Isaiah chapter 7. The prophet assures King Achaz that the 2 kings, his enemies, shall not take Jerusalem. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. 7:1. And it came to pass in the days of Achaz the son of Jehoiachin, the son of Ozias, king of Judah, that Rezin king of Syria and Vachai the son of Romelia king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem, to fight against it. But they could not prevail over it. 7:2. And they told the house of David, saying, Syria hath rested upon Ephraim, and his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. 7:3. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go forth to meet Achaz, thou and Jesse thy son that is left, to the conduit of the upper pool in the way of the fuller's field. 7:4. And thou shalt say to him, See thou be quiet, fear not, and let not thy heart be afraid of the 2 tails of these firebrands, smoking with the wrath of the fury of Rezin king of Syria, and of the son of Romelia. 7:5. Because Syria hath taken counsel against thee, and to the evil of Ephraim and the son of Romelia, saying, 7:6. Let us go up to Judah, and rouse it up, and draw it away to us, and make the son of Tobiah king in the midst thereof. 7:7. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall not stand, and this shall not be. 7:8. But the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years, Ephraim shall cease to be a people. 7:9. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Romelia. If you will not believe, you shall not continue. 7:10. And the Lord spoke again to Achaz, saying, 7:11. Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, either unto the depth of hell, or unto the height above. 7:12. And Achaz said, I will not ask, and I will not tempt the Lord. 7:13. And he said, Hear ye therefore, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to be grievous to men, that you are grievous to my God also? 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. 7:15. He shall eat butter and honey, that he may know to refuse the evil, and to choose the good. 7:16. For before the child know to refuse the evil and to choose the good, the land which thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of the face of her 2 kings. 7:17. The Lord shall bring upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon the house of thy father, days that have not come since the time of the separation of Ephraim from Judah with the king of the Assyrians. 7:18. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall hiss for the fly, that is in the uttermost parts of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. 7:19. And they shall come, and shall all of them rest in the torrents of the valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all places set with shrubs, and in all hollow places. 7:20. In the day the Lord shall shave with the razor that is hired by them that are beyond the river, by the king of the Assyrians, the head and the hairs of the feet, and the whole beard. 7:21. And it shall come to pass in that day, that a man shall nourish a young cow, and two sheep. 7:22. And for the abundance of milk he shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall every one eat that shall be left in the midst of the land. 7:23. And it shall come to pass in that day, that every place where there were 1,000 vines, and 1,000 pieces of silver, shall become thorns and briars. 7:24. With arrows and with bows they shall go in thither. For briars and thorns shall be in all the land. 7:25. And as for the hills that shall be raked with a rake, the fear of thorns and briars shall not come thither, but they shall be for the ox to feed on, and the lesser cattle to tread upon. Isaiah chapter 8. The name of a child that is to be born. Many evils shall come upon the Jews for their sins. 8:1. And the Lord said to me, take thee a great book, and write in it with a man's pen. Take away the spoils with speed, quickly take the prey. 8:2. And I took unto me faithful witnesses, Urias the priest, and Zacharias the son of Barachias. 8:3. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived, and bore a son. And the Lord said to me, call his name, hasten to take away the spoils, make haste to take away the prey. 8:4. For before the child know to call his father and his mother, the strength of Damascus, and the spoils of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of the Assyrians. 8:5. And the Lord spoke to me again, saying, 8:6. Forasmuch as this people hath cast away the waters of Siloh, that go with silence, and hath rather taken Rezin, and the son of Romelia. 8:7. Therefore behold, the Lord will bring upon them the waters of the river strong and many, the king of the Assyrians, and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels, and shall overflow all his banks. 8:8. And shall pass through Judah, overflowing, and going over shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. 8:9. Gather yourselves together, O ye people, and be overcome, and give ear, all ye lands afar off. Strengthen yourselves, and be overcome, gird yourselves, and be overcome. 8:10. Take counsel together, and it shall be defeated. Speak a word, and it shall not be done, because God is with us. 8:11. For thus saith the Lord to me, as he hath taught me, with a strong arm, that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, 8:12. Say ye not, a conspiracy, for all that this people speaketh, is a conspiracy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. 8:13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. 8:14. And he shall be a sanctification to you, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to the two houses of Israel, for a snare and a ruin to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 8:15. And very many of them shall stumble and fall, and shall be broken in pieces, and shall be snared, and taken. 8:16. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. 8:17. And I will wait for the Lord, who hath hid his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. 8:18. Behold, I and my children, whom the Lord hath given me for a sign, and for a wonder in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. 8:19. And when they shall say to you, seek of pythons, and of diviners, who mutter in their enchantments, should not the people seek of their God, for the living of the dead? Seek of pythons. That is, people pretending to tell future things by a prophesying spirit. Abed. Should not the people seek of their God, for the living of the dead? Here is signified, that it is to God we should pray to be directed, and not to seek of the dead, that is, of fortune tellers dead in sin, for the health of the living. 8:20. To the law rather, and to the testimony. And if they speak not according to this word, they shall not have the morning light. 8:21. And they shall pass by it, they shall fall, and be hungry. And when they shall be hungry, they will be angry, and curse their king, and their God, and look upwards. 8:22. And they shall look to the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, weakness and distress, and a mist following them, and they cannot fly away from their distress. Isaiah chapter 9. What joy shall come after afflictions by the birth and kingdom of Christ, which shall flourish forever. Judgments upon Israel for their sins. 9-1. At the first time the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali was lightly touched, and at the last the way of the sea beyond the Jordan of the Galilee of the Gentiles was heavily loaded. 9:2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. To them that dwelt in the region of the shadow of death, light is risen. 9:3. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and hast not increased the joy. They shall rejoice before thee, as they that rejoice in the harvest, as conquerors rejoice after taking a prey, when they divide the spoils. 9:4. For the yoke of their burden, and the rod of their shoulder, and the scepter of their oppressor thou hast overcome, as in the day of Midian. 9:5. For every violent taking of spoils, with tumult, and garment mingled with blood, shall be burnt, and be fuel for the fire. 9:6. For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God the Mighty, the Father of the world to come, the Prince of Peace. 9:7. His empire shall be multiplied, and there shall be no end of peace. He shall sit upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to establish it and strengthen it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. 9:8. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. 9:9. And all the people of Ephraim shall know, and the inhabitants of Samaria that say in the pride and haughtiness of their heart. 9:10. The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with square stones. They have cut down the sycamores, but we will change them for cedars. 9:11. And the Lord shall set up the enemies of Rezin over him, and shall bring on his enemies in a crowd. 9:12. The Syrians from the east, and the Philistines from the west, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. 9:13. And the people are not returned to him who hath struck them, and have not sought after the Lord of hosts. 9:14. And the Lord shall destroy out of Israel the head and the tail, him that bendeth down, and him that holdeth back, in one day. 9:15. The aged and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. 9:16. And they that call this people blessed, shall cause them to err, and they that are called blessed, shall be thrown down, headlong. 9:17. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall he have mercy on their fatherless, and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and wicked, and every mouth hath spoken folly. For all this his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. 9:18. For wickedness is kindled as a fire, it shall devour the briar and the thorn, and shall kindle in the thicket of the forest, and it shall be wrapped up in smoke ascending on high. 9:19. By the wrath of the Lord of hosts the land is troubled, and the people shall be as fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother. 9:20. And he shall turn to the right hand, and shall be hungry, and shall eat on the left hand, and shall not be filled. Every one shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh, and they together shall be against Judah. 9:21. After all these things his indignation is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to the makers of wicked laws! The Assyrian shall be a rod for punishing Israel, but for their pride they shall be destroyed, and the remnant of Israel saved. 10:1. Woe to them that make wicked laws, and when they write, write in justice. 10:2. To oppress the poor in judgment, and do violence to the cause of the humble of my people, that widows might be their prey, and that they might rob the fatherless. 10:3. What will you do in the day of visitation, and of the calamity which cometh from afar? To whom will ye flee for help? And where will ye leave your glory? 10:4. That you be not bowed down under the bond, and fall with the slain. In all these things his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. 10:5. Woe to the Assyrian, he is the rod and the staff of my anger, and my indignation is in their hands. 10:6. I will send him to a deceitful nation, and I will give him a charge against the people of my wrath, to take away the spoils, and to lay hold on the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. 10:7. But he shall not take it so, and his heart shall not think so, but his heart shall be set to destroy, and to cut off nations not a few. 10:8. For he shall say, 10:9, Are not my princes as so many kings? Is not Calano as Tarchomis? And Amath as Arphat? Is not Samaria as Damascus? 10:10, As my hand hath found the kingdoms of the idol, so also their idols of Jerusalem, and of Samaria. 10:11, Shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? 10:12, And it shall come to pass, that when the Lord shall have performed all his works in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, I will visit the fruit of the proud heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of the haughtiness of his eyes. 10:13. For he hath said, By the strength of my own hand I have done it, and by my own wisdom I have understood. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have taken the spoils of the princes, and as a mighty man hath pulled down them that sat on high. 10:14. And my hand hath found the strength of the people as a nest, and as eggs are gathered, that are left, so have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or made the least noise. 10:15. Shall the axe boast itself against him that cutteth with it? Or shall the saw exalt itself against him by whom it is drawn? As if a rod should lift itself up against him that lifteth it up, and a staff exalt itself, which is but wood. 10:16. Therefore the sovereign Lord, the Lord of hosts, shall send leanness among his fat ones, and under his glory shall be kindled a burning, as it were the burning of a fire. 10:17. And the light of Israel shall be as a fire, and the Holy One thereof as a flame. And his thorns and his briars shall be set on fire, and shall be devoured in one day. 10:18. And the glory of his forest, and of his beautiful hill, shall be consumed from the soul even to the flesh, and he shall run away through fear. 10:19. And they that remain of the trees of his forest shall be so few, that they shall easily be numbered, and a child shall write them down. 10:20. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the remnant of Israel, and they that shall escape of the house of Jacob, shall lean no more upon him that striketh them, but they shall lean upon the Lord the Holy One of Israel, in truth. 10:21. The remnant shall be converted, the remnant, I say, of Jacob, to the mighty God. 10:22. For if thy people, O Israel, shall be as the sand of the sea, the remnant of them shall be converted, the consumption abridged shall overflow with justice. The remnant of them shall be converted. This was partly verified in the children of Israel who remained after the devastations of the Assyrians, in the time of King Ezekias, and partly in the conversion of a remnant of the Jews to the faithful of Christ. Abed, the consumption abridged, etc. That is, the number of them cut short, and reduced a few, shall flourish in abundance of justice. 10:23. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, and an abridgment in the midst of all the land. 10:24. Therefore, thus saith the Lord the God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike thee with his rod, and he shall lift up his staff over thee in the way of Egypt. 10:25. For yet a little and a very little while, and my indignation shall cease, and my wrath shall be upon their wickedness. 10:26. And the Lord of hosts shall raise up a scourge against him, according to the slaughter of Madian in the rock of Oreb, and his rod over the sea, and he shall lift it up in the way of Egypt. 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall putrefy at the presence of the oil. At the presence of the oil. That is, by the sweet unction of divine mercy. 10:28. He shall come into Up, he shall pass into Migron. At Machmas he shall lay up his carriages. Into Up, etc. Here the prophet describes the march of the Assyrians under Sennacherib, and the terror they should carry with them, and how they should suddenly be destroyed. 10:29. They have passed in haste, Gaba is her lodging. Rama was astonished, Gabaeth of Saul fled away. 10:30. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Gelim, attend, O Liza, pour in a hove. 10:31. Medamina is removed. Ye inhabitants of Gabim, take courage. 10:32. It is yet day enough to remain in Moab. He shall shake his hand against the mountain of the daughter of Sun, the hill of Jerusalem. 10:33. Behold, the sovereign Lord of hosts shall break the earthen vessel with terror, and the tall of stature shall be cut down, and the lofty shall be humbled. 10:34. And the thickets of the forest shall be cut down with iron, and Libanus with its high ones shall fall